Okay, so this is a portion of wedding that Chris and Jed had absolutely no control over, like the rest. I don't really know where to begin here. I have many ideas floating in my head. I don't know which one to start with. I'll start with the story of the last night Chris slept as a bachelor. It was in the twin beds in the old bedroom that we used to sleep with growing up. And we had the similar experience of when we were younger. We were like, we'd both be lying in bed with the lights off. And instead of just quickly going to sleep, we just can just be talking back and forth as the lights are off. Not able to go to sleep just yet. Like yesterday, we were just kind of telling jokes just to relax the atmosphere. When we were younger, we were telling stories. I remember Chris just making stories up, entertaining me, and it's just the creativity that he expressed. It was always great and something that I always picked up on. I remember once as we were kids, instead of playing with fancy toys or like G.I. Joes or some stuff that the other kids had, we would have this game where we had a popsicle stick. It was a popsicle stick that was blank on one side and had X's on the other. And from that popsicle stick, from the way we would flip it and the way it would land, we create this entire game from, like based on just people playing each other in Kung Fu, we create this entire world just out of this one popsicle stick. And it's just the one lesson, one of the many lessons I learned from him, that you can take just the simple, just basic things in life and just from that, just create and expand. Like instead of like waiting for something to come to you, waiting for that like fancy toy or something, waiting for life to give you something, you instead take what you have and create something even bigger from that. And beyond that, the other lesson I learned, like the expression always goes that if I saw further, it's only because I stood on the shoulder of giants. And like Chris probably would have to be one of the taller people that I stood on the shoulders of. And the main lesson I learned was probably goodness. Like just, like my friend Les here, he had an extra space, and I remember when I told him, he only met Chris a couple times, but when I told him he had an opportunity to come to his wedding, he immediately said like, yeah, I have to go. Because of him and all my friends, the minute they meet him, they like to just pick up that goodness. And like I remember going to stores, and like just like standing back and watching the way he would act around the cashiers and the other employees, just the way he'd always friendly, cracking the jokes, easing the tension. And like I could just learn just from watching, like, okay, that's how you do it. And like nights like these is when you realize just the lessons that like in the end, it is the good guy. Like it's like the good guy finishes last, that's bull. Like not tonight. And with Jen, like I've lived in this city for the past year. And Jen's a beautiful bride, a beautiful girl, but I can tell you firsthand, living in a city, one lesson I learned, beautiful girls come a dime a dozen. Like, every day on the four train, I'm shoved against, like, three beautiful girls.
The train is
dead. But, as I can also tell you from experience, although beautiful girls are come a dime a dozen, it's the girls that are rare are the ones that are caring, that are compassionate, that are loving, like Jen. And from Jen's family that I've known before I even met Jen, like the other lesson was that in hope and believe in miracles. Like earlier this week, I was watching my team, watching the Nets play the championship. And my roommate, who's from out of the area, he couldn't believe how it was game six, and it was a minute left, and the Nets were down by 10. And I was still saying, like, no, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to win. They're still going to win. He's like, what, are people from New Jersey just living in a fantasy land? And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, you weren't there. Like, you weren't there in Montclair in 90. Like, you weren't there. Like, but just that like, belief, that, like, knowing. And, like, I teach kids, and if I can teach them anything, it's just, if you be good, you win, and if you have hope, it'll come true. So, I'll just end there. Like, God bless Chris and Jen. As my grandfather would say, give a little nod to him. God bless the American labor movement. As I gotta add, God bless for public education.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming this evening. We'll all see you again.